From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Republican Party made some gains in yesterday's elections. Among successful Republican candidates, Chris Christie, who defeated unpopular incumbent Democrat John Corzine to become New Jersey's next governor.
Hey, New Jersey, we did it!
In Virginia, Republicans reversed a recent trend to Democrats. Republicans won the Attorney General's office, the Lieutenant Governor's seat, and the Governor's office. Wayne Farrar of member station WCVE has more from Richmond.
Former Virginia Attorney General Bob McDonnell easily defeated Democratic State Senator Cree Deeds, ending the Democrats' string of successes this decade.
Virginians can use their God-given talents to pursue the American dream and liberty here in this great commonwealth.
Democrats had won the last two elections for governor and recaptured both U.S. Senate seats, a majority of the House delegation to Congress, and the state Senate. In addition, President Obama last year was the first Democrat to carry the state since 1964. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Farrar in Richmond, Virginia.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg has won a third term as New York City's mayor, overcoming widespread dislike of his having changed term limit restrictions so he could run. Bloomberg spent $100 million on his campaign, swamping his Democratic opponent, but won barely more than 50% of the vote. In New York's 23rd congressional district, conservatives looking for a referendum on their support lost it. Democrat Bill Owens beat a conservative party candidate after the Republican candidate withdrew and threw her support to Owens. Ohio voters have approved a proposal for casinos in the state's four largest cities after saying no to various plans for gambling casinos four times since 1990. Ohio Public Radio's Bill Cohen reports.
Earlier gambling measures had garnered only about 40% of the vote, but this plan for casinos in Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, and Toledo got 53%. Ohio's bad economy and the promise of thousands of new jobs helped spark the change. Pentecostal pastor John Coates symbolized the turnaround as he pushed for a yes vote after years of campaigning against gambling.
And I can give you every line as to how slot machines in particular to crack cocaine of gambling, but with there being 11% unemployment in our state, there's no way that I could look past the 34,000 jobs that this effort would bring to our state.
Casino backers also capitalized on their argument that Ohioans were spending $1 billion a year at casinos in surrounding states. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.
Stock prices have been on the rise in Europe, and Asian stock indices closed higher today. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said today the Obama administration wants Israel to stop construction of settlements in the West Bank forever, but she reiterated the position she took last weekend that Israel's offer to restrain construction is a step forward that could be a basis for new peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. Palestinian leaders say settlement construction must stop before they will negotiate further. Clinton made her comments in Cairo, Egypt today at the end of a tour of the region. Preterm birth deliveries in the United States are contributing to the country's having the highest infant mortality rate among Western nations. One of eight babies in the U.S. is born prematurely. That compares to one in 18 in countries such as Ireland and Finland. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The U.S. ranks below 30 countries in babies born before 37 weeks, when complications are much more likely to arise. The preterm births are contributing to a high infant mortality rate, one that is worse than in Spain and Poland, for example, and only slightly better than Slovakia. The infants stand a much better chance of surviving in the U.S. It's just that there are many more premature births driving up the infant mortality rate in the U.S. Experts say poor prenatal care, smoking, and maternal obesity, as well as fertility treatments and early cesarean and induced labor, are major factors. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
President Obama is scheduled to be in Madison, Wisconsin today to talk about strengthening the country's educational system. He and Education Secretary Arne Duncan will meet with middle school students in Madison. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.